YouTube, Lufan Webs. First audio report. It is Saturday night, December 13th, and we're coming to you from Somyeon, one of Busan's main shopping areas. Yesterday, the Korean won was trading at 1,890 to the U.S. dollar. That means it's lost almost half of its value in the last month. Tonight, we're going to try to find out people's reactions to this situation. The questions are, how has the fall of the won affected you, and what do you think will happen to the Korean economy?
Well, it's damaged my potential to pay off my debts or save any money for school for next year. So what do I think is going to happen? I don't think it's going to ever be the same. I think it's going to keep plummeting and I think it's going to melt right down, really.
Well, we had plans for Christmas to travel to Thailand. We had to cancel them, and we probably won't be able to stay in Korea much longer. We'll have to return to Canada and then hopefully teach English in some other country, probably outside of Asia altogether. Because it seems like it's just spreading all through this area. So that's about it.
Well, I've been here for like 2 years, and my first year I was making like a lot of money, but now that the won is gone so bad, I guess you can say, I'm making a lot less money than when I first came. Even though my pay in won is higher, I'm making a lot less money, and I don't even want to send money home because I'm just losing so much. Yeah.
This month I get a bonus. Because of Korean situation, I cannot be bonus. So first time I thought if I have a bonus this month, I will buy a clothes, some clothes. But now it's impossible. So.
Because of that, I have fun. Not much has changed, but my parents don't give me less more than they and I think the Korean economy will be good, and so I don't worry about it.
And now a brief message from a supporter of Lee Hae-jung, candidate number one in the upcoming presidential election.
I can buy something before then, and I'm student, so I can get a job before.
How has the fall of the Korean won affected me? It's made me happy that I'm leaving the country on January 6th, because I don't know. I think everything will work out here eventually, but it's going to take a little while to pan out, and if you're going to be here for a while, then it's probably worth it to stick it out if you're in a happy work situation, because stuff is just up and down. It's totally day to day, though, and you don't know what's happening. But I don't know. A lot of my money's in won right now, so it's made me a lot, like, thinking that I might have to change my travel plans a bit, because I have a lot less money than I kind of imagined myself leaving here with. But on the other hand, you know, that's not really the right reason why I came here in the first place. It was just to make money. I made a lot of good friends here, so I'm going to go to Thailand one way or the other. So I won't be in Korea anymore, so it won't affect me that much longer. But I don't know, the Korean people seem like they're pretty resilient. You know, they've been through worse, and they'll get through this, and, you know, so what can you do?
My travel plans next summer out of the water. 3 months of a free fall, you know, fun for all trip through Asia is not going to happen now. And I'm going to try and go home with some savings, but coming back to Korea is not going to happen anytime in the near future. And as far as the Korean economy is going, I think it's far worse than anyone here, just the locals, are facing up to.
Questions? All right, well, it's affected my life for sure, because I'm supposed to go back to Canada, but the
job that I was supposed to have in Canada was with Korean people, and because of the drop in the economy, I no longer have the job. I just found out today, and I have 2 days to prepare to go back home to no job. Anyway, the other way it's affected me is I'm going home with no money. So that's not a good positive thing, but that's the way it is.
I don't know if I should be upset or not. It was my decision to come here, but I think that if it stays the way it is, then yes, I have to rethink my position about staying 2 years because it's just not worth it. So if the won keeps staying the way it is or drops, then I'm going home. And if it doesn't, then I'll stay. No, I don't want a meatball.
The fall of the won is not affecting me in any way because I'm not sending any money back to our native shores, mine being Canada. Now, if I was sending money back, it would affect me greatly. Therefore, I'm using my won in Korea. I just got extensive dental work done. It was good. It was cheap. I spent it here. Korean economy will rebound. Of course, it's cyclical. They're getting rid of their bad debts. They're getting rid of their crap. Hey, once you overextend yourself, you basically have to come to a stop. This economy came to a stop. It scares the hell out of all of them, but it will rebound. It'll take time, but it'll rebound. That's my answer. I'm Jeff Young, and that's my minute.
My name's Jason Uniac. I think the Korean economy is going to take 2 to 3 years to rebound. I've talked with a bunch of people, and you might have people saying it's going to take 6 months, maybe even less, to come back to what it used to be, but it's not going to be like that. It's going to be 2 to 3 years. Anybody who's starting a contract now, you're crazy. If you're here to make money, if you're here to live okay for a year, you'll do okay. As far as anything else, if you want to live in Korea and travel in Korea, I'd do that, but coming here to make money to travel, it's a bad idea. I think over the long term, things will be good here, even stronger than they were in the beginning. So good luck to Korea,